Today is Rambam Mahotsava, and it's a wonderful opportunity to remember the pastime a long, long time ago, millions of years ago, when Lord Ramachandra killed Ravan, which is history, meaning that it's truth, it's not mythology. It's a historical event. It also has great symbolism, or at least instruction for Vaishnavas, because Ravana is the embodiment of kama, of lust. Kama isha, kruda isha, rajaguna. This calm, which is born of the mode of passion, is the real enemy of spiritual life. So Krishna says, Mahashona, Mahapapa. Very difficult to overcome, but Mamma Maya Duratyaya. But those who take shelter of the Lord, they can overcome it. And once you overcome it, then Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. Krishna consciousness already is very easy. It's a very easy process. But there's a lot of obstacles in the way. And, of course, these are obstacles that we put in the way. It's said, although I've not seen it, that whereas in previous ages, demons lived on other planets. Later they lived on other continents. Then they lived in different country or different villages, places, in the forest. But in Kali Yuga they live in our bodies. Well, true or not, but that's certainly the way it appears. We are living with so many demons. All of these results of past sinful activities in an age that's dominated by the mode of ignorance, it's a real battle, non-stop battle, 24-hour battle, 24-7. At least Maya Devi's going 24-7. And taking shelter of Lord Ramachandra is how we have the opportunity to become free from the influence of that kam. What does taking shelter mean? Just like when it's raining, you stand under an umbrella. As long as you stay under the umbrella, you're not wet. If you move outside of the umbrella, that's your choice, and you get wet. So we're meant to take shelter. That means that we fix our mind, our senses, in the service of the Lord. And as long as we do that, then we're safe. Then there's no Krishna Surya Samahaya Mayandakara. There's no calm where there's Krishna. But as soon as we move out, then immediately we're gained. So, and that's our own free choice. It's us who decides whether we want to keep ourselves absorbed and engaged. And by that absorption and engagement, we always remain protected. It may not be easy, because it is. It's a formidable enemy. But still, just like the monkeys were faced with a formidable enemy, they had sticks, stones, and so on. Only a few of them really had weapons, like Hanuman and Sugriva. The others were just stone-wielding. But still, by Lord Ramachandra's grace, by his effort, they prevailed. So same thing. If we pray to the Lord, if we really take shelter and Lord Ramachandra is such a he's a special incarnation. Even Krishna says that. Rupa Goswami quotes how Krishna quotes Krishna saying that this form of Lord Ram is very dear to me. If we also pray to Lord Ramachandra on this day, always engage us in Krishna's service to protect us from our lower nature, very much lower nature, then we'll certainly succeed, just like the monkeys. And even sometimes, Apichet Sudaracharu, when it may appear that the odds are really stacked against us, just like when those monkeys that perished in the war, ultimately Lord asked Indra, please bring them back to life. I don't want anyone to die in my name. So they were brought back to life. So Krishna says, Svapam api asya dharmasya trayate mahatovaya. You can't lose in Krishna consciousness. The victory is in the effort. The result, that's already assured. So Krishna says that the result is already assured. And Vijay, Ram Vijay, just like Param Vijayati Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. It's a victory. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's is Param Vijayati, supremely victorious, because without even having to engage in this type of war or battle, you can become victorious over the Ravana within simply by chanting Hare Krishna. But you have to stay absorbed. You can't let the mind wander, can't go off to somewhere else, and of course it doesn't mean just in chanting Hare Krishna, but in engaging in aspects of devotional service. And then Param Vijayati. And the supreme victory is going back home to Godhead. That's Param. Param. Param Dhamma. And today is also the appearance day of Madhavacharya. And by the blessings of all these great souls, then we can move forward on this day to another day. Victory is assured, but still a battle has to be fought. And everyone has their own personal battle. Hare Krishna.